This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you don't need them now, or maybe haven't ever needed them since they were on you, you may not realize this, but even before the pandemic, one in three families in this economy that needed diapers couldn't afford them. You had a year's worth of pandemic, millions of jobs losses, and a recovering but still not back to normal economy, and you got a problem. A problem that is showing up, among other places, at diaper banks. There are more than 200 of them in this country, and like food banks, they're all different, and for a lot of families, crucial, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
In the early days of the pandemic, when people were scouring store shelves for toilet paper, they were also making a run on diapers and wipes. That was a problem for Charlene Hughes in Missouri, who works at the St. Louis area diaper bank.
We couldn't get a shipment. The supply line was shut down, so I spent probably 3 or 4 weekends just driving around the Walmarts.
Hughes circled the suburbs looking for diapers. Her bank now gives out 250,000 diapers a month, nearly double what they used to before the pandemic. Back then, they typically had 60 to 100 volunteers a week, but not this past year.
We were bringing our family members in on the weekend, our quarantine circles, staggering them throughout the week. Some of us were working 12, 14 hours just to make sure we could get the product in, get it bundled, and get it out.
Kids use anywhere from 5 to 12 diapers a day, or more, for the first 3 years of their lives. That's an expense of at least $80 a month, and that doesn't include wipes. And without diapers, Hughes says parents can get desperate.
They may take multiple T-shirts and tie them around babies. They may take the last soiled diaper and call themselves cleaning it out, or line it with newspaper or line it with pads, anything absorbent, or line it with a towel until they can get what they need.
Across the country, demand at diaper banks has increased, says Joanne Samuel Goldblum, CEO and founder of the National Diaper Bank Network. She calls diapers a sort of window into poverty.
And the reason for that is because it lets you know that your neighbor is potentially so poor that their child is sitting in their own mess all day.
Depending on the baby, even one dirty diaper can lead to a rash, which can easily get infected. And the effects aren't only physical. Megan Smith at Yale University studies the mental health of low-income mothers. She's found that diaper need is a predictor of postpartum depression in mothers and can make it difficult for mothers and babies to form an attachment.
If that's the way you know how to soothe your baby and you can't do it because you don't have a sufficient supply of diapers, it does become this issue around, you know, child development, child well-being.
It's one of those scary things.
Ashley Bass in Jerseyville, Illinois, has gotten diapers from banks for her 5-month-old daughter.
If you can't afford something for your kid, you kind of feel like hopeless, like, can you really take care of a child?
Bass says she gets government help with her housing, her food, her health care. But diapers and wipes aren't covered by any federal government program. Jennifer Randall's a sociology professor, studies the intersection of race, class, and gender at California State University, Fresno. She says parents' need for diapers, as well as for work, can be a double bind.
If they are struggling with diaper need and can't get diapers because they can't afford it or because of what's happened with the pandemic, they can't leave their children with a childcare provider. They can't go to work. And then it just exacerbates that cycle of, you know, lost hours at the job and possibly risking losing their job entirely.
But over the past year, we've already seen parents, including a disproportionate number of women, leaving the workforce, which may mean diaper banks will continue to be busier than ever. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.